Chapter 17. I Got Rhythm, Clef. I got rhythm, I got music. Who could ask for anything more? Ira Gershwin. Unlike the other clefs, the rhythm clef doesn't show pitch, so there's no need for letter names. The rhythm clef is mostly used for non-pitched instruments. The rhythm clef shows the rhythm. Go figure. This clef didn't start out as another letter because no letters are used with the rhythm clef. Doesn't this sound like this should be easier than treble or bass clef? Well, yes and no, because although the rhythm clef is often used with a one-line staff, it's also used for a five-line staff. We'll get to all the details, but first, here's a rhythm clef in all its neutralness. And this is image one on the website. Why no note names? Percussion instruments, most of them, don't have definite pitches like other instruments do. Compare the sound of a flute to the sound of a drum. Flute is an instrument with high notes and low notes and everything in between. A drum only has one pitch. The one-line staff with rhythm clef. If only one pitch, why not only one line? Great question. Some single-instrument percussion music is written on one line. You can actually get three parts on that line, one above the line, one on the line, and one below the line. This is common in band music. For example, cymbals up top, snare in the middle, and bass drum down below. The single line with those three parts looks something like the staff below. Example 2 on the website. Instruments, not pitches. So you might be wondering, why not always just use one line? Beginners often use one line when playing snare drum or bass drum or a small percussion instrument because it's easier to read. But soon, one line isn't enough. Percussionists have dozens of instruments to learn, and there are often many more than three percussion instruments used in a song, and they all need a place on the staff. Example 3 shows some of those percussion instruments. They are bass drum, snare drum, crash cymbals, castanets, gong, the drum set, shakare, triangle, woodblock, suspended cymbal, güiro, tambourine, and on and on. The five-line staff with rhythm clef. The drum set has at least three instruments and usually many more. We'll use the drum set to learn the five-line staff with rhythm clef. The drum set is also called the trap set, or simply traps. In the first half of the 1900s, when the drum set came together in jazz music, it was called a contraption, then shortened to trap, as in trap set. I'll use drum set from here on out. Though many people play with less, the typical drum set has 8 or 9 instruments. Here's a drum set with 6 pieces. Extra points if you can name pieces missing in the drum set pictured here in Example 4 on the book's website. In Example 5 is how written notes look for the drum set. One of the odd things about the use of the five-line staff with drum set is that there isn't really a standard version of the staff. The snare drum, or any part of the drum set, can be written on a different line or space from one piece of music to another. At the beginning of the music will be a key to clue you in. The example I gave you is generally how it looks. Double-check your own music to be sure. X marks the cymbal spot. Maybe. The X notes in a rhythm clef usually show the cymbal part, but they can also be used to show the triangle part or the cowbell part or any other small percussion instrument. Instruments and where they are on the staff are usually defined at the beginning of a piece of music, so a space or line used for triangle in one piece might be used for cowbell in a different song, or even later in the same piece. It's always best to check the beginning directions to be sure and pay attention while you're going through the music. Moving on. We won't be seeing much of the rhythm clef in this book, but it's important to know, especially if you're interested in drums and percussion instruments. And who's not interested in that? That's the end of this part. It was a short one, but the information is essential to everything that follows. So if there's something you don't understand, go back and review it until you've got it. After the review for this chapter is the big fat review for the entire part. We'll take a break, sort of, from reading music with the next interlude called Coming to Terms, which is all about the terms used in written music. Chapter 17, Study Guide. Number 1. What does the rhythm clef show? It shows rhythm only, no pitches. Number 2. Why doesn't the rhythm clef show pitch? Because instruments that use the rhythm clef are non-pitched instruments. Number 3. Why use a one-line staff with the rhythm clef? Sometimes one line is all that's needed for a single percussion instrument, or even three percussion instruments. Number 4. If the 5-line rhythm clef staff doesn't show pitches, why is it used? The 5-line clef can show rhythm for several instruments at once, including the drum set. Number 5. If a note head is an X, what instrument is used? It could be anything. Some options are cymbals, cowbell, triangle, güiro, or really any small percussion instrument. There's usually a key at the beginning that tells you what is what. Number 6. If you're reading, say, a bass drum part, and it's on the first space, will it ever change to another line or space within that piece of music? No, it will not. Practical use exercises. Number 1. On one of the blank staves that you can print from this book's website or draw yourself, write a percussion clef. Write out the correct name of the drum set instruments in the appropriate line or space of your staff. If necessary, look at image 5 on this book's website to get it right. Number 2. Get on the throne of a drum set. Play each instrument of the set while looking at the appropriate space in your music from example 1. Try 2 of the drums at once, then all 3, then all 4. You get an idea of what drummers are faced with when reading this kind of music. Number 3. Draw another rhythm clef on one of the staves below or from this book's website. Write in the meter. Fill in the measures with the notes you've learned, whole notes, half notes, quarter notes, eighth notes, etc. Use each of the rests, too. Try to play it.